This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Stars get crushed last night to go ahead and finish out that series. They lose the game 6-3. They lose the series 4-1. But it feels like a lot of the talk has obviously shifted towards the goaltending situation. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before Robertson's goal, did you just kind of think that this was just going to be a give up effort? Like, it looked like it was going to be 7-0.
I mean, I'll go back and read all the texts that I sent to y'all last night if you want me to.
Please do.
I've seen Mike care more about a Cowboys segment than the Stars did about starting this game.
Oof.
Even after that goal, they don't look excited.
No.
This is what I meant whenever yesterday I was telling you, I was like, look, by the second period, by the end of the first period, we'll know. And you said, if we're down 2-0, I was like, yeah, if we're down 2-0, we're going to know even more. But you could tell by their body language.
Yeah.
How like bad it was. Here's the one I liked the most, Alec. When you don't hit Ricochet back tomorrow, that's still going to be more fight than these guys are showing.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's like, that's to start that game yesterday. I've never seen, I guess I have, because the Timberwolves the night before did the same thing. They rolled out there and gave up as much. The Nuggets just recently did it.
Yes.
Now, I didn't expect them to come back and fight like that.
And they did.
I will give them the credit of, once DeBoer made the genius move of pulling Jake Oettinger, that really motivated these guys.
I mean, but it didn't. They gave up another goal within a minute.
I didn't say it was the right move for winning. I just said it was a genius move for motivating them.
But it motivated them to give up another goal within 58 seconds.
Then they also scored, and they looked like they were fighting. I mean, like, seriously, did they not look like they... Jamie Benn plows into somebody. Bishel's plowing into people.
I don't think they looked like they were fighting until they put DeSmith out there, and then he immediately gave up a soft goal.
And then they were like, oh, crap, we're really in trouble.
And but you know what? You might think be right. At 1-0, you should have been like that.
You might be right about that. He put DeSmith out there to tell the guys, if y'all want to get embarrassed like this today, you're not doing it with Jake. You're gonna do it with a backup goalie, and either you're gonna swim or you're gonna sink. And they were like, "Well, crap, we have two and a half more periods of this. Do we really want to go through this? At least let's go out there and give it something."
Yeah.
And I will also credit Tyler Seguin. I think through this playoff run, I saw him fight the most throughout this playoff run. Maybe Granlin.
More than his compadre, right?
Absolutely. Like, Jamie Benn has one trick in his bag, and that is, I got to go hit some people.
Yeah.
And sometimes he looks like he calmly gets the puck. Then there's a lot of other skills that you're just missing for him. But Tyler Seguin, I will give him a lot. Now, I don't know if it was enough for to satisfy his contract, but it was the most I've seen out of him in the playoffs, considering he was finally fully healthy. And I felt very happy about what he was giving us.
Now, what ended up being a big deal, because again, before Robertson scored and it looked like this was just going to be a super depressing night of hockey. Now, it ended up being sad, but Corey's right. You did eventually get some fight from the Stars. But for those minutes in between the third Edmonton goal or just pulling Ottinger and the Robertson goal, man, listening to the broadcasters go back and forth about one of them obviously agreed with the move, the other one didn't, and they were just going back and forth, back and forth. And that leads us to cut number nine. So I think part of this answer from DeBoer is really spot on. But then I think the other part of the answer just feeds into the problems that he's had with goalies and people who had an issue with Ottinger getting taken out. This is DeBoer after the game.
Well, anytime you pull a goalie, you know, the reasoning's always to try and spark your group. So that was the number one reason. We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead.
Okay, yeah.
And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away.
Right.
And you know what? I didn't take that lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake. But
stop!
You know,
stop right there, real quick.
Stop right there.
Now,
don't talk anymore, DeBoer.
I was talking to Alec, but that works for the coach. Stop right there.
Don't say any more, Pete DeBoer.
And I didn't take it lightly, and I think that is a perfectly reasonable answer that even people like me who didn't agree with the move can understand why it got done. Now let's go back to the coach, because as part of the same statement, he also said this.
Lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly to spark our team and wake them up. And partly, you know, knowing that, you know, status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
If lefties and righties match up, is it Bruce Bochy goes to it, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he'd have done that to start, and DeSmith like won the series, we'd be like genius. But because it was as late as it was, it looked like, well, I'm blaming this entire thing on you. And Kevin, I love this about our show. We walk in, we had 2 completely separate thoughts in the conference room this morning.
For sure.
You thought one way, I thought another, and we came on air and had those same thoughts, and along the way have tried to figure out the balance of it all and where it actually lands. Nobody's judging and going, Kevin, you're right. Corey, you're right. Nobody's doing that. Yeah. We're trying to figure out the solution to the problem.
Because I do think that's a really helpful skill that people don't seem to care for anymore. Let me hear why you believe what you believe, even if I don't agree with you.
And again, it helps you work the problem better. If everybody's trying for that, then you work the problem better.
And I just wanted to say, like, I understand the timeline that Pete DeBoer gave right there. But even that, I think, is a little bit misleading, not totally misleading, in terms of what he said is factually accurate. He had lost 6 of 7 against Edmonton. But let's go back to that series from last year. Now, he only counts games 4, 5, and 6. So the 3 games before that, the Stars won 2 of the 3, and the one that they didn't, they lost 3-2 in double overtime, and Ottinger had, I think, like 35 saves or something like that. And so I don't agree with bringing in last year's sample size.
Okay.
If you're not going to take the entire series, just because those games all happen like within a week of one another. And then just to go back to what has been an issue for the Stars in playoff series against Edmonton, they scored four goals total in those last three games.
No, yes.
That there Ottinger are, lost last year, not even to mention this
year. The offense, Edmonton's defense clamped us, and we haven't been able to figure out how to fix it since then. And that's where he needs to admit. Edmonton and Knobloch have figured something out about me.
Yeah.
They've figured out my style of game, and they know how to beat it. And they have gone out and done it over and over and over again. And until I either change that and adjust, which we were giving him a ton of credit for his adjustments, until I figure out the adjustment to beat them, or I get the right talent for this team to be able to beat them, because you need size and speed.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Every hockey team needs it. There's no surprise there. I'm going to keep getting beat by this team until I admit those two things. And that's where this team is. One thing that kept running through my head, Kevin, mm-hmm. as this game started, I want to go back to as it started. Broadus said something a while back, and I can't remember if it was Winnipeg, Colorado. He was like, they don't want to go back there. And I think it was against Colorado. He's like, they don't want to go back to Colorado. They don't want to fly back there. And it wasn't like they have to win tonight. It was a, I think they're toast kind of mentality. And that's last night. That was what was going through my mind, was they don't want to go back to Edmonton. Like, these dudes look like they're just ready to be done and don't want to go back to Edmonton. And Pete's like, I got to figure something out. I got to do something. And then afterwards, blaming and throwing his goalie under the bus isn't going to be any helpful to him.
And so this is why I kind of asked, does something need to happen on that front? Because look, don't make all of your decisions based on social media, obviously. And like Frank Provenzano would tell us all the time, if you listen to the fans, soon you'll be sitting with the fans.
That's true.
But one of the things that popped up, and I know it came up on the morning show, is Bobby was kind of detailing some of the past issues that DeBoer has had with his goalie is all across social media, on Stars posts, on just general posts about this game. We're like, man, they did Ottinger wrong. He needs to come home to Minnesota. Why can't they go ahead and get him here? Why can't they get him to go here? He needs to demand a trade. So like over and over and over. And that might just be like a prisoner of the moment. But do you think like a conversation needs to be had? Or do you think Ottinger hopefully maybe is the type of person who's like, yeah, I do need to play better. And I understand why I pulled him out, because it sure didn't look like that when he was sitting next to the announcer who tried to downplay his criticisms of Ottinger after the fact. It didn't look like he was feeling any of that.
Any fire. No. It didn't look like he had any fire either. He was just like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I do wonder, what did Hellebuck do? What did they do whenever he got pulled from games?
You know, that's a great question. I have to admit, aside from knowing he got pulled in three games in the first round, I didn't analyze his breakdown, so I'm not sure.
And so I don't know how he responded emotionally, and then how he responded in the next game. And maybe that was because we all agree, Otter starting the next one if you have another one.
Yeah.
If y'all had magically come back and not given up 58 goals, you're starting Otter in the next game, and you're thinking to yourself, he's going to be sharper than ever before, because A, he got the rest that he needed, and B.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He got his mind is going to be focused on, hey, if I really want to be the Team USA guy, it wasn't just beating Hellebuck. It's going to have to be beating this guy too. And then the next one on the way. Like that's what you're hopeful would happen. But it kind of, now that you've lost, it gets narrowed down to this one moment, this one game.
Has this series, I know obviously if the Stars were in it, whole different level, but does this series have you interested in the Stanley Cup final now, because it's the first rematch since 2009. And I found this really fascinating. The Oilers are the first Canadian team to make the Stanley Cup final in back-to-back years since the 1987 and 1988 Edmonton Oilers. So it's been, what is that, 35 years-ish?
Wow.
Give or take, 37 since we've seen this. And obviously you're in the midst of a 30-year run without a cup for Canada.
I am interested in it, not for Canada. I could care less until they join us, you know, obviously. In hockey, like when we play hockey games.
That's not what you meant.
I'm torn a little bit. I want to see greatness be rewarded. And Connor McDavid is the absolute greatest.
Yep.
We've seen in this generation.
I'm with you on that.
And I don't know exactly where he lands against Gretzky. I didn't watch him enough.
Did you hear? I'm
pretty
so sorry,
stat,
Corey.
Yeah.
But the amazingness was the further out you heard about it is Connor McDavid is the second fastest player to get to, I believe it was 100 assists in playoff play. It took him 90 games. The third place person was 123, and Gretzky did it in 70.
Wow.
Jeez, that's bananas. So like, Connor McDavid obliterated the person in third place. And he, in
still
turn, was
enough.
20 games behind Gretzky.
I'm torn between that. And like, did you see that video late in the game of him? And they're like, greatness demands more.
Yeah.
And he's in the locker room yelling, it's not good enough and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see that be rewarded because I know how bad he wants it.
I do get that.
I also want to see Florida whoop their ass.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like they were nice to us last night. They were like, oh, yeah, empty net. Let's go ahead and score. We got you.
Are you going to hold that
against
them?
We're going to still hit you and all that. And I was like, dang it. Not that I'm like begging for them. The Stars didn't quit late in the game either. You know, so you're going to keep coming at me. I'm going to keep throwing it back at you. But they bullied the Stars. And I kind of want to see them get bullied a little bit by Florida.
If it would have been Dreisaitl or Nugent Hopkins that would have hit the empty netter, do you think then you'd have been like, I hope they get swept. Mm-hmm. I hope they lose every game.
Every player on their team gets an ankle slash, a wrist slash. I want the Florida Panthers to be the Florida Slashers. I mean, that's all I want.
How is that not their nickname already? Or the Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Alec, are you ready for potentially the most unique segment we've ever done?
I'm scared.
It is the combo platter, but it's the combo platter Fakesgiving. Today is Fakesgiving, so give us a sports opinion, and then what are you most sarcastic about, or what holiday would you totally replace? Coming up next right here on The Fan.
Rantanen, Harley in close. Harley had it blocked by Pod Colson. It scores! Roope hits! A power play goal and a one goal game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I think we can do it, guys.
I do believe coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have AEW superstar Ricochet in studio, hopefully to chop Alec.
My question on that is, do I need to go run the board while he's here? And if that's the case, I'm ready for it. I'm prepared.
Cool.
Yeah. Is the 360 plugged in over there?
It is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I think awesome. Lucius is the only reason we still have it here.
Dude, we should use it a lot more.
Because it's so out of date.
I love that thing so much. If you've ever listened to awesome. Late Night KNC around 12:45 in the morning, Parker would allow me to go run the board. And all I knew was to just push buttons on the 360. So, Ricochet is awesome, and I'm really excited that this is going to happen, but somebody's got to run the board while he's getting chopped. So,
okay.
You got to figure out what to do there.
Now, today, believe it or not, is Fakesgiving.
I don't know what Fakesgiving means.
That's fair. So, I was prepared for that.
All right.
So, Fakesgiving, the idea is that a meal is prepared with your family and friends there, and everyone gathers around the table and says what they're fakesful for, to generally show the idea that you can get together with your family and celebrate whenever you want, however you want. And so that's part of it. Some other people have turned it into a sarcastic engagement where they kind of what you're fakeful for is just a sarcastic thing. So give us a sports opinion. And then, what are you most sarcastic about, or what holiday would you replace? I would like, if possible, to start this out.
Yes, please.
With audio assistance. Give me cut number 14 to start off my sports opinion.
Brunson will grab that rebound and take it the other way. Under three to play in the third. Brunson with a three. Got it!
And the foul.
29 for Jalen Brunson.
Now, my opinion is that I don't think hiring a witch helped determine the outcome of this game, especially a witch that takes a coupon code. All right. So a Knicks fan.
A witch that takes a coupon code?
That's right. So a Knicks fan hired Aurora Priestess to help with a spell that would ensure the Knicks win this game. The price for what do you think a spell costs? What do you think? You want to get a spell from somebody to help impact a sporting event? What do you think that sets you back?
$1,500.
Okay.
Oh wow, that's steep.
Well, I mean, kind of depends. You know, I'm just going right in 1,500. Seems like the range.
I guess it does kind of depend on the stature of the spell, and that feels like a pretty big one because there's lots of money involved.
I think that's a good point. Is this a signature select spell, or is this, like you said, this coupon? So that's where I'm like, is this a Walmart brand spell?
Hey, I got a Groupon.
Well, it's time to reset your expectations. They found the witch on Etsy.
Oh.
The price was $21.20.
All right.
They used a promo code. And got 60% off.
Do you know what the promo code was?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you off
Masterpiece?
Sure. You can use that for Underdog, though.
Yeah.
That got him a $12.72 discount. So that means the spell, obviously, no shipping, $8.48. The spell costs $8.48 for the witch on Etsy.
That's a pretty sweet price right there.
And so my sports opinion is that I do not think that the witch from Etsy tipped the scales in that particular basketball game. The holiday that I choose to replace is Valentine's Day. Now, it needs to be replaced in one of two ways. Hear me out. It needs to either just go away, or it needs to be replaced with equal societal expectations on both partners in the relationship.
What about for the people that don't have a relationship?
Yeah.
Well, what about them?
You can have single times day. We'll have all the lotion on sale and everything.
Oh, my God. All right.
Because your skin's dry.
Yeah. What did you...
Moisturization.
God, I really hope AEW people don't listen to this show on the way to the studio. Like, oh, yeah, we had to cancel. So it's set up as though this is only a holiday for women to be rewarded. And there's a lot of pressure on the men. No, no, no. The pressure needs to be equal. So that could be zero pressure if you like, or it can be all the pressure the commercialized people want you to spend money on. But it should be equal. It should not only be a man pressure holiday.
Women, right?
Thank you, Mike.
Remember when Mike said that he believes generationally women talk to each other to like find ways to irritate the men in their lives?
Mm-hmm, to make us slowly go crazy. Similar to the way crows have a connection across the world and can talk to each other about things they've seen and facial recognition.
They got phones?
Dude, I've told you, I get attacked by crows all the time. I have no clue what I did.
And I can see you antagonizing some birds.
I stared at one crow while I was on a walk and he tried to attack me. And I was like, for staring at you, bro?
Yeah. Staring is rude.
Look, if people want us to invent a single day, we can absolutely do that. Some people said with free drinks. I would argue that people who are single and or without kids
probably
already have a financial advantage on the rest of us idiots.
I would say that single people on Valentine's Day probably hook up better too.
Oh, I could see that.
Because you're married.
You go to that party.
You're just like, oh my gosh, do I have to tonight? I'm so tired.
I suck at this then.
Dang. Kevin, I just think get rid of Valentine's Day altogether. And I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I don't like corporate holidays anymore.
Mm. Do you still like Halloween? Really seems like corporations have picked up that there's a ton of money to be made.
You know I don't like Halloween.
I love Halloween.
I could care less about Halloween. Couldn't. I will, however, steal all the Almond Joys out of my kid's bag.
Well, see, from the 254, this one's for you then, Corey. The Rangers will get their crap together after the All-Star break. And if Halloween is a holiday, then Kool-Aid is a healthy kid's beverage.
I love Kool-Aid.
Did you know Martin Scorsese almost made a movie called Kool-Aid?
I think Ice Cube was going to be in it, wasn't he? Or no, that was a different one.
Text in if you know what that's from. Back to you, Corey.
There are so many times, and this is a game I play, and I hope y'all learn how to play this game with Kevin too. I just say pop culture references from movies and stuff like that just to see if Kevin has seen it. And a lot of times he has, and it's a fun game for me. My sports opinion. Pete DeBoer should be under a microscope.
Yeah.
But not specifically for the Otter moment.
Okay.
Pete DeBoer should be under a microscope for the entire body of work. And has it been good enough? And this goes back to the three straight that you've lost now. And
by the way, overall, I believe he's lost 6 or 7 straight conference finals.
There you go. And so is that good enough? If you are the GM and owner, are you saying, man, I want to win Pete DeBoer his first title. I want his first title to be won here. There's no way we're letting up on this. Whatever it takes, we will battle with him. Or the other part of it is, and I just presented this to you, Jim Neal needs to go to the players. Ask them. Because if those players start telling you, we knew after game 2 that we didn't have a shot against this team, and that's why we were so terrible on the ice from there on, then... you got something you got to work with there because coach didn't have the strategy to win for us. And you got a problem.
Yeah.
But I think he should Jim Neal should be asking lots of questions about Pete DeBoer, but not specifically only because of the Jake Otter moment. There's a lot more that goes into that conversation. And I mean, he has, the team needs to be under a microscope too.
Yeah.
Is this good enough? Is that player good enough? Is that player, does this player need to come back? No matter how long this guy's been here, how much is he helping our team? All those questions need to be asked. And it's Groundhog Day. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It doesn't even work. How many times does he show up and they're like, we don't know. It was cloudy. It was overcast. We don't know if springtime is going to start yet.
Because if it was like 100%, you'd be like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
But it's
What is the record of the groundhog? And is it the same? Is it a same groundhog or is it a different groundhog?
Original one died, right?
How long do groundhogs live?
What fill are we on?
Alec?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I was really looking to you for answers on that one, though.
I don't know. I think it's pointless.
I thought this was your wheelhouse. I'm sorry.
What fill we're on?
Why would that be my wheelhouse?
I don't know.
I mean, you thought that I like went to a milk factory or something the other day.
I think you misheard what he said. He did not say milk factory. From the 575, my sports opinion is that unfortunately the Rangers offense is going to waste the hell out of this fantastic starting pitching that we have. My fake sarcastic celebration today is I'm so glad the Stars won and I have my true brand Stars hat on.
Is that why? Because you were wearing that hat?
Oh, that's a good point.
I would say that's why. We would say this is obviously the reason.
From the 903 sports opinion, because I don't have the facts to back it up, but did the Stars give up 100 goals this playoffs off of their own players? Because that's what it feels like. And they want to get rid of New Year's Day. Do we really need a holiday to celebrate the changing out of our calendars?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like New Year's Day a lot because one of my sons is born on that day. So it kind of already is a special day for us. 2 days before that, my other son was born. So what was I doing in March?
Right.
Don't do it. Don't say it. But you know what? If you want to get rid of New Year's Day, I'm with you, man. That's what this segment's about. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
Alec, I don't know if you're going to go in this direction, but I've always thought that Thanksgiving just needs to be relocated. We don't need to get rid of it. We just need to move it because, you know, there's a whole bunch of major holidays to end the year. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. It feels like everyone is able to celebrate and separate Halloween into its own thing. But then all the Thanksgiving season gets taken up with a ramp up to Christmas. So let's just relocate Thanksgiving to, you know, maybe you put it in August. I'm not sure. Maybe you think that interferes with Labor Day.
But didn't the original pilgrims have Thanksgiving on the third Thursday?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that happened back then that I don't necessarily think that we should abide by.
Name one.
I would rather not get into that.
Oh, genocide. We definitely shouldn't go with genocide.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
Alec, transition like after that.
How do I do that? Sports opinion, gentlemen. I'm just 100% sports burnt out after last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because look, let's be real. The Stars broke our hearts. The Rangers suck right now.
Oh.
The Wings are off and on.
They lost yesterday, despite Enrique giving them, 38 points?
And that is going to be a common theme this year. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah.
Enrique is a walking bucket. She will probably have a 40-point game here and there, and they will find a way to lose that game because they are just not deep enough. In fact, I had a Tolo tweet me after the Stars went down by 3 goals last night and said, hey, Channel 29. Wings game. That might be a better watch. So I did change the channel for a while, and I was like, huh, we're going to find a way to lose this game, too. I'm just done with life tonight. That's, you know, not fun.
Not done with life.
No, I mean, like, I said life for tonight. Yeah, life. I said for tonight.
Okay.
So I did actually go to bed early, because I was just like...
What's early for you?
It usually takes me till about 11, 11:30 to fall asleep. Okay. I think I actually, like, closed my eyes at 10.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, yeah.
Yeah, because late, I was just like,
late for me is 9:30.
I was like, I don't want to keep seeing videos on Twitter of Edmonton celebrating and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and especially because they actually touched the trophy, which, you know, is usually not a custom. So I was seeing so many videos on my timeline. I was like, I'm just burnt out. I'm done. I'm going to bed. This is stupid. Like, the Cowboys aren't doing anything relevant right now because it's OTAs.
Sure.
Like, there's nothing real going on. The Mavs, we're waiting for the draft to happen so we can all line up outside the building and get our Cooper Flag jerseys. That's not happening yet.
I need to go buy tickets.
That's funny. And then every active team right now is just not playing good. It's not fun, man.
What game do you want to see?
First one.
The first game
first
with
home
Cooper
game.
Flag?
Ooh. Yeah.
Not when he goes and plays in Charlotte or something?
No.
So you can fly into their airport?
Plus I could just... Yeah, I know. What a that's our first question for Ricochet. What do you think about the name of the Charlotte airport? They really seemed to drop the ball on that, didn't they?
Back to you, Alec.
I feel like he's a big fan. Holiday that I would want to get rid of, because I feel like the sarcasm part, I'm sarcastic about a lot of things. Like, I can't pinpoint one thing. It's just in the moment, if I feel like it's right, I will be totally sarcastic just to irritate someone.
I think you'll like this one then. Sports take: best thing going for the USA is the men's soccer team is their new jerseys and they're faithful for Nico. So see, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah. I mean, hey, after we got the number one pick, Nico, good in my books, I guess. Totally sarcasm. No, he's got a lot to prove. But y'all kind of hit the nail on the head on all the holidays, because I think Groundhog Day is ridiculous. I don't care about what a stupid old animal is going to see or not. Does he actually see it? We don't know. We don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah, we see the shadow. We don't know if he saw it.
We assume that he sees the shadow. I think it's stupid. But Kevin, you bring up an excellent point. There's too many holidays at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I think Thanksgiving is just a victim of that. We need to relocate it. We don't need to abandon it because there's a great reason. And I do enjoy the great food and getting together and everything. But man, it gets lost in the shuffle. You don't see like stuffed turkeys at your local Target.
Yeah.
You don't see pilgrims decorations. You don't see orange stuff that isn't Halloween themed. You don't see anything Thanksgiving related other than at the front of the store in the freezer department, you see a bunch of turkeys.
See, and like, if you look at the breakdown of it, you got New Year's Day. Putting aside people's objections to all these holidays, you got some room to breathe, and I'm sorry if I missed some along the way. But then it feels like Valentine's got plenty of room. It feels like Easter gets plenty of room. It feels like Memorial Day gets plenty of room. And then you have July 4th, and then depending on, like, sorry, Arbor Day and things like that, depending on how you feel about Labor Day, and maybe you think that's a really big deal, but even then, that's like 2 months apart. But let's say you're not, like, super duper having a Labor Day party or whatever. Then it feels like there's a void kind of from July 4th to October 31st.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Perfect relocation Dude, spot for Thanksgiving.
You just got me with something. Can you imagine if we treated Groundhog's Day like we treat Christmas? Like if it was just like, oh my God, 1 month of Groundhog's Day music. Actually, let's make it 3 months.
Yeah.
And what does groundhog music sound like?
I don't know, but I imagine they'd write songs for the groundhog. There would be so many Phil songs out there.
Could there be like a rap? Will he see a shadow? I don't know. Why don't you back off, you stupid hoe?
Oh my God. I don't know if you can say that.
Okay. Sorry. But, I was just trying to make
accessible music. I see where you're trying to go.
Everybody.
But, can I ask Ricochet if he likes Groundhog Day now?
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like, could you imagine though, like, which holiday would be the most, that would be the most ridiculous one to treat like Christmas? Because Christmas is the one that most of the people, but we've also learned that not everybody celebrates Christmas, Kevin.
That is true. But I learned a valuable lesson. I think it would be Labor Day because corporations and the billionaires would turn it against us. And they would be like, "You not only are you working that day, you're happy to be working all that day." And there'd be like old communist propaganda like the month before about how excited you need to be for Labor Day and stuff.
Work will set you free.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who is this smoke show though that's judging the tennis?
Why do you
gotta figure this out?
Keep looking at
the Instagram when you do find
something
it.
TV.
Okay. Well, by the way, for the 972, kind of bouncing back and forth with the Stars, would you rather get to three West Finals or not get there at all? Give me the three West Finals. See,
I'm with them.
But I think that's a choice that's not real. Like, you're giving...
You give me choices all the time that aren't real.
For sure.
Do you want the Rangers to win or do you want the Stars to die? And I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
That's a dumb choice. You should pick the Rangers should win. Like, that's not how those choices work at all. But, like, that's a linear choice of either you get this one thing or you don't. Obviously, the other thing that goes along with it is the Stars are the first team in NHL history to make the Western Conference Finals three straight times and not win the Stanley Cup.
That's awesome. We made history.
Okay, but the idea is how do you break through to the other side?
Here's the other thing that I disagree with. I've seen a lot of people say, we stink. We're not good. That's not true.
I don't agree with that at all.
Not good enough to win is the reality.
Yeah.
But you're there for a reason. Are you also beat up by the end of this thing? Yeah, because you faced, you probably faced the three best teams in the West.
Yes. Yeah, I could see that.
The Winnipeg had the best record.
Depends on how you felt about Vegas, but yeah, I could see
Colorado
that.
Is considered, elite. And then Edmonton just went and is going back again. So Like, that's a brutal schedule, man.
And one more step back. I'm going to take this a step further from the 817. So Kevin thinks Halloween is as big of a holiday as Thanksgiving. In the current culture, if you're looking at like attention and money, Halloween is a bigger holiday than Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how many pictures of all, never mind.
Like, how many Thanksgiving movies are there out there versus how many Halloween movies, TV shows? You see the store set up for that for 2 months.
Do you look forward to seeing Thanksgiving pictures on your Instagram?
No.
Nobody does.
I did go out of my way to watch that movie, Thanksgiving, though. It was pretty good. But
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Isn't it? It's a horror movie.
Okay, never
but
mind.
I'm just saying, I'm not talking about the history and the presidential orders and everything like that. I'm just saying in modern culture, I feel like Halloween is absolutely more celebrated than Thanksgiving. All right. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're hoping that we're going to have Ricochet here in about 15 minutes, which means we got to move it up. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Kevin, thank you very much for that. According to Vegas Insider, the Dallas Mavericks have the most negative fan base. 32.41% negative comments on social media.
Which,
as opposed
I get
to Boston,
that.
Who's at 31.73%. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that what just happened over the last 6 months or so, I don't know how long it's been.
Do you think most
Has
of the Celtics...
6 months?
It was in February, right?
Good God, it's only been...
Yeah, it was around Groundhog's Day. Can you imagine if that's what we were trapped in? The Mavericks make a disastrous, terrible trade every time of year around at that same time. By the way, do you think most of the Celtics fan negative ones are hate speech towards other races?
Probably.
Okay.
Just my understanding...
Well, I should have said not white people.
...of Boston based on...
Yeah.
Boston won the championship last year, and they're still negative.
Yeah.
What an entitled
exactly.
Fan base. All right, Kevin, I have two stories. One is a sports story. I will start with that one, even though I just did give you some sports.
Okay.
Kurt Adams Rosenthal's.
Who is that Rosenthal?
It's R-O-Z-E-N-T-A-L-S.
Okay.
R-O-Z-E-N-T-A-L-S. I don't
Fair.
Know.
Fair.
It's a UK name, so who knows?
Gotcha.
Right? Who competes in the individual canoe slalom was suspended in April by governing body Paddle UK, of course, following allegations about his posts on social media. Paddle UK removed Rosenthal's from their world-class program, a UK sports lottery-funded initiative to put athletes on the course of the Olympics, pending an investigation. While Paddle UK have refused to clarify the nature of the allegations, he suspects that it's due to him creating content on a subscription website, OnlyFans.
Oh.
Which, Kevin, this is the best way to say it, which is known for hosting adult content.
Correct.
Rosenthal's created his own OnlyFans account in January of 25 in order to help fund his training program, and he posts videos and pictures on his Instagram account to drive viewers towards the content.
How successful is the male OnlyFans market?
Dude, that's a good question. Ladies out there, are y'all like rushing to male OnlyFans accounts?
Or other men? Men can OnlyFans for men.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure about the economics of it all.
Yeah, I don't know either. But if he's making, you know, good cash doing this. And I don't even know what kind of OnlyFans stuff he posts. Like, I'm not a subscriber, so I don't know. Maybe he's just, like, posting stuff of him in a canoe. A regulation-sized canoe.
Oh, but it's probably naked in the canoe, right?
What are you doing right now?
5-on-5 action.
Because if you think about the construction of the canoe, you could be tastefully nude in that canoe without showing it off.
I saw Tyler Sagan nude on a Zamboni once. With a duck. It was weird, but it happened.
Alec, your thoughts?
I have none.
Okay. Should he give up his canoe aspirations and stop, or should he stop doing the OnlyFans account, which helps him pay for his training?
You know,
at first when I read this, I thought it was a woman. Now that it's a male, it makes it even better for me. I like this. This is a better conversation.
You know, I thought a lot about that this morning when you first brought the story to my attention. And I feel confident that if this person is in pretty solid position to win a medal, especially a gold medal, I say keep going for it.
Okay.
Now, if you're like going to be in the Olympics, which is unbelievable, like you have to be an unbelievable athlete to make the Olympics. But if you're like, I hope I can finish top 10, go ahead and keep making money. I'm also really concerned because at least one person from my church is listening right now.
What's up, church folk? So here's the deal. If he's making $60 million and he's in line for a gold medal.
Oh, yeah. Quit.
Quit. Hold on.
$60 million. Quit.
Quit canoeing?
Quit. No. Yeah. Quit canoeing.
Okay. Gotcha.
$60 million?
Yeah.
I'll buy you the most unbelievable. I could probably buy one of Michael Phelps' gold medals for significantly less than that.
You could definitely buy Mike Bassett's bronze medal for less than that.
True.
Not that it costs less, but Mike would be willing to sell it. He's like, those guys kicked me off the show, and now all I got is this bronze medal to remember them by.
Ooh, bold.
It's the way it is in his mind.
Bold hockey question for you, Corey.
All right.
Do you think Ben is gone after this season? By the way, I know what he said yesterday. My answer is yes. And who would take the C after
we
that?
We do not have enough time for this topic right now.
Okay.
But I do think that this topic definitely on Monday deserves a deep dive.
Okay.
Because
I'm in.
I was listening to Spits and Suds during the Colorado series, I believe.
Did you know you can listen to that wherever you find your podcast?
Yes. And that's how I found it. But I was listening during, I think, the Colorado series, and somebody brought this question up of who would replace. And there were lots of fun answers for the conversation point that I think are very interesting. Robertson and Johnston are the first two names that pop up. Rantanen obviously is going to be here for a while. Maybe he is. So those three, I think he'll be back.
Okay.
I think he wants to come back. Whether or not the team does that,
I got you.
Story.
No, I got you.
And maybe they do kind of like they do with Pavelski. Hey, man. Look, dude, like we understand. You can still be part of this thing. We still love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, another question for that segment. Would he come back if they said, but you're not going to have the C anymore? I don't know. We'll pick that up on Monday.
Washington Post wrote this story, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're going to be okay with it. It's a topic of controversy when it comes to air travel. When your plane reaches its gate, when is the right time to stand up and begin deplaning?
Maybe a couple rows before it's your turn.
In Turkey, passengers who get out of their seat before the plane has stopped taxiing or crowd the aisle before it's their row's turn to deplane will now face fines, according to a circular approved by the Turkish Directorate General of Civil Aviation.
That's a long title.
Turkey... Planes landing in Turkey, the cabin crew issues a warning to the passengers who do not respect the disembarkation priority of the passengers in front of or around you will be reported to the authority, and administrative fine will be imposed in accordance with the applicable legal regulations. This is the only way to get people to follow the right rule, and the right rule is to wait your damn turn. It's very simple. We all got on this plane in an order. We're all getting off of this plane in an order. Stop trying to cut in line. I want my Salisbury steak too. You know that happened in middle school. People were trying to cut in line.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just talking to my friend, and now here I am getting my chocolate milk. Hated it. But Turkey is doing this. I like that they're issuing a warning before you land. Look, don't do this, dummy, or you're going to end up getting a fine. How much the fine is, it doesn't say. But I imagine any fine is going to be enough to make you not want to do it. It seems ridiculous to pay a fine for you didn't even need it. You weren't going anywhere any faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the way the rest of the world should do it.
I'm with you. Although I will say some people brought up an interesting angle that I had not considered is some people, if you've been traveling like a really long time or perhaps for medical reasons, you just feel the need to kind of stretch out.
Standing up's fine.
Yeah.
Rushing the front of the aisle.
Yeah,
is not.
I gotcha.
What if you have a connection? I do think that there should be better communication on the connecting flight to people. People that have connecting flights need to let the person know.
For sure.
When they say, all right, everybody, these people have connecting flights.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen before, and we all let them go.
For sure.
So I think that should happen.
I feel like it's about that time.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10 will win a pair of tickets to Stick Figure at Dos Equis Pavilion on June 27th. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, former WWE Intercontinental Champion, Lucha Underground Champion, and current AEW Superstar. It is Ricochet. He will be live in studio next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.